Tonight we're going to discuss the very worst Avera in the entire Torah, at least according to our mothers and our moras, and that is the Avera of Baal Tashchis. How many times have we invoked children in Africa? Don't throw that out! There's children in Africa who are starving who would love to have this. How much do we actually care about the kids in Africa, and how much is it just a ploy to get our... Okay, whatever. So the idea is, Baal Tashchis, we're familiar with this idea about not wasting food. The original context for Baal Tashchis appears in this week's Parsha, and Parsha Shoftim in the context of... In the context of Melchama, Torah talks about going out to war against your enemies, and one is not allowed to surround the city of the enemy and cut down their fruit trees as a way of fleshing them out or destroying their fruit supply. One is not allowed to waste the trees and be destructive by chopping it down. Even outside the context of war, Baal Tashchis applies to chopping down any fruit tree for no good reason. What does no good reason mean? Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Tzadi Aleph 91 talks about the idea of what would be a good reason to chop down a fruit tree, perhaps if it's causing damage, if it's leaning over into the street, people keep tripping on it, or it's dropping heavy things on people's heads, that would be a good reason to chop it down. The Gemara also says if the wood is more valuable than the fruit of the tree, that would also be a good reason to chop it down. That's not wasteful, it's not destructive. The wood is actually worth more than the tree itself. The Taz in Yoredeya adds another example. If a person wants to build a house or expand their house and there's a tree in the way, pretty common Shaila, the Taz quotes from the Rush that if one is allowed to chop down a tree in that case, that is not called wasteful either. The Chassam Sofer didn't like that idea. He didn't think it was a good mazel for a house to be built in the process of destroying a fruit tree. So people discuss, posts discuss, first selling the tree to a non-Jew, or at least having a non-Jew be the one to cut it down. Different ideas about taking it seriously, not being destructive, not chopping down a fruit tree for no good reason. Chazal expand this mitzvah to not only include destroying fruit trees, but really destroying anything. Being wasteful about chairs and tables and objects around the house, or any clothing. To be destructive, Chazal say, is Baal Tashchis as well. There's a discussion if that's Durabanan, or is it just Daraisa, but not explicit. The Sefer HaChinuch thinks those are also Midaraisa. Being destructive on food, being destructive and wasteful on objects is also Baal Tashchis Daraisa. You're just not Chayav Malkus for those examples because they're not explicit in the Pasuk. The idea of Baal Tashchis on clothing actually is a very relevant topic. Rachmana Litzlan, we shouldn't know from this, when a person is in Shiva and has to tear Kriya, whenever there's a big discussion, a machlokas or a suffix, whether to tear, we don't just say, tear the clothing, be suffix. Let's just do Kriya just in case. Because the other value is, I'll give you a hint. It's the topic for tonight. Baal Tashchis. It'll be Baal Tashchis to ruin clothing for no good reason. If you have to destroy clothing because of Kriya, that's an expression of mourning, that's called a good reason. But if we're not sure, don't tear me suffix, don't tear just in case. Let's be machmir. You're being machmir on Kriya, but you're being mekel on Baal Tashchis, so one would actually not tear in that kind of situation. Misharshi HaMitzvah, as he always does, Sefer HaChinuch explains the reason behind the mitzvah, or among the reasons behind the mitzvah, and the Sefer HaChinuch says it's to teach us and to train us to be sensitive to everything around us. Not to look around at the world with a stingy eye and say, that's a waste, or this thing is no good. To look around and see the good in everything, to see the opportunities, to see the blessing in people and objects all around us. He writes that righteous people look for opportunities wherever they find it. Could be in their time, how to maximize their time. Not to be wasteful of our time. Seeing the good in people. A person may have some rough edges, but at their core, what do they have good about them? Not to be Baal Tashchis, not to throw away the entire person or the entire object. He writes of evil people, Rishayim, they squander even the big opportunities. Essentially what he's saying is very powerful. It's the idea that this is a midah like anything else. When it comes to a midah, a person can't turn it on and off. A person can't say, I'm a zalzal, I have no respect for the little aspects. But when something big comes along, then I'll have respect for it. If you don't train yourself with small things to be appreciative, to be noticing the good in people and objects, well then when something big comes along, you're not going to notice it either. If you train yourself to be appreciative, to be noticing the positive aspects of anything, you'll train yourself to be a person who appreciates the big things too. We have opportunities like this all the day. Every time we say, stupid copy machine. Ooh, hey. Easy. What do you mean? It has no feelings, just a copy machine. Yeah, but if you look around the world and you start criticizing, and you look with a negative eye, you're only going to see the negative in people as well. He quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Hey, a person tears clothing in anger, a person destroys clothing because they're angry. The Gemara compares it to Avodah Zarah. A person has unbridled anger, unable to control themselves. It's like Avodah Zarah. Slippery slope, the Gemara says. Eitzahara says, today, get angry, and tomorrow, do Avodah Zarah. That's quite a slippery slope. How do you get from here to there? He explains, the idea is a person who doesn't see the positive in things. A person lets his anger and his cynicism take over. It's probably a couple steps in between, but a person who trains themselves to not be appreciative of the world around them will eventually not appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'll have an expression. Those who are ungrateful to each other will ultimately be disrespectful to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You would think, no way, I would never go there. But it's a midah. You train yourself to be sensitive. You train yourself to look out for the good. And that's how we learn to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the big things as well. Just end off with a comment beyond the Sefer HaChinuch. That is a Tosefes Bracha, written by the Torah Tamima. Many centuries after the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes, it's very telling that the Torah introduces Baal Tashchis in the context of war. Typically at war, we're talking about life and death situations where, okay, there's casualties, anything goes. If we have to take a life here, it's part of the casualties of war. In that context, the Torah says, take everything seriously. No life shall be lost flippantly. You have to be very careful. Start small with the fruit trees. Every life, the life of plants, take it seriously. Look for the good in everything around you. Don't lose your sensitivity in a time of war. Be extra sensitive to every living creature, everything, even inanimate, around you as a way of learning to be fully respectful and fully appreciative of people and ultimately a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just as our parents taught us, our Moras taught us, we have to be extra especially careful about Baal Tashchis.